Welcome to week two of the Standing Balance Challenge. Here we're going to start out in Tadasana, Mountain Pose. The feet are hip-width apart. This is our second practice of standing balance poses where the spine is perpendicular to the earth for most of the time. So we're in Tadasana Pose, Mountain Pose, feet are hip-width, palms facing forward, arms are angled away from the hips. Close the eyes, give yourself a moment or two to breathe. Nice and balanced. Feet are spread. And your long, slow respirations. Open the eyes, draw the arms out in front, palms down, fingers extended. We're going to rise up into Talasana, or palm pose. Inhale up onto the ball of the feet, arms straight up to the sky, heels are off the earth. Vision straight out, getting a new vista, finding a perfect sense of balance. And circle those hands around to the heart, release those heels on down into the earth again. Good, relax down. Good. Let's get one more round and inhale, draw the arms up in front, palms down, fingers lengthened out across the earth and up onto the ball of the feet, arms straight up to the sky. So you're back into Talasana, the heels are high, nice easy breath. This time we're going to get a little extra aspect to it. Arms straight out in front, shoulders low. Relax through the hips, squeeze through the thighs as you lower down through the hips and knees, keeping heels off the earth. Find your place, nice easy balance. Shouldn't be any pressure on the knee joints, just your breathing, steadying. Inhale way back up into the sky, arms straight all the way on up. So now the legs are lengthened, you're up high. Circle the hands around to the heart, relax the heels into the earth. And you may lift one leg, shake it out, the other leg, shake it out. Good. And let's let those feet be hip-width apart. Draw the arms on up and take that right knee in front. So now you got the right knee, you got a 90-degree angle. The right knee is as high as the hip, and from the right knee down to the sole of the foot, it's straight line to the earth. So the knee's bent out in front, you're breathing, holding your stance. And then you're just going to release that right heel in front to the left toe, and you're going to land. So you're going heel to toe, and you're going to get those arms parallel to the earth, out like wings or like a T-shape out across the earth, and you close the eyes. Breathe easy here. Good. So you get the weight distributed beautifully on both the feet. Good. Vision straight on out. Vision focused inside, keeping the eyes closed. Open the eyes. Bring that right knee to the sternum. And get both hands around that right shin. Squeeze to the core. Strong on that left leg. And then from here, to close out, you'll either catch that behind the knee and you can open to the side, or you can catch to the toe and extend that leg all the way out. So you have some variations here in your standing hand to foot pose. If you need to put your foot down for a moment, that's okay. But in the next 15, 30 seconds, try a different variation of hand to foot pose, either with the knee up in front and your hand, wrap that right hand on the inside of the knee and pull to the outside, or you just keep it in front, or you try and catch that toe and extend that leg all the way out in front. And if you're holding in hand to foot pose straight out in front, if you're able, then you can bring that right leg all the way out by the side. See how that works for you. You can try that as well. So those are some variations with that standing hand to foot pose as we close out that side. And then you come on down into mountain pose, relax, arms 5-6 inches away from the hips, easy breath. Good. And we'll come up on the other side. Bring that left knee on up, arm straight up to the sky. So now you're into Urdhva Hastasana. We have to get that whole or half upward arm pose. So the knees bent and just out in front. Good. You're breathing, being nice and tall. And then you're taking that left heel to the right toe. You can have the hands to the heart to start. And then you bring the arms all the way out across the earth. Good. Close the eyes. Try and become perfectly motionless. Vision fixed inside. So the eyes are closed. You're breathing steady. When you like, open the eyes. Draw that left knee up in front. Both hands around that left shin. Squeeze to the core. Steady, vision straight on. Good. So you're squeezing through a cord, so knee to the sternum. And then when you're ready to move into your hand to foot pose, you can either have the hand behind the knee, or you can open that knee to the outside, or you can go hand to toe and extend all the way out in front if you can work with that. Maybe you'll use a wall for this if you need a little bit of support. That's okay. And then If you're steady in your hand to foot, you may bring that foot all the way around to the left side and hold it that way. Good. So now the leg's all the way out, hand to toe there. Good. Then gently come back up out of it and on down. Come back into Tadasana pose. Close the eyes. Let the breath flow easily. Good. Gently open the eyes. And this is just a nice, easy, gentle practice just to work on some standard balance poses, working, keeping the spine tall and upright, the shoulders back, and good for standing balance. Okay, that closes us out here. Namaskar.